And now we are going to turn our attention to the ongoing crisis in Haiti. Those of you who follow Sojourner Truth, you know we do quite a bit of coverage in Haiti. Our team has been down there on several occasions. We have recorded video of recent massacres that took place on the ground there. We were just there, it seems, last year, and bringing this information to you. In Haiti, millions of people are demanding the resignation of the U.S.-backed President Jovenel Moïse. Since coming to office in 2017, thousands of Haitians have been participating in almost weekly protests against his government. Although many of the most recent protests have been limited in number because of COVID-19, but nevertheless, the Haitian people continue to rise up. The women at the marketplace, villagers who have been harassed by the 1% who want to move them off their land, they also took very direct action against that. Haitians have also been protesting the fact that high-level government officials, including the U.S.-backed president, put in place with the backing of the U.S. Jovenel Moïse, up to $3.8 billion in Petrocaribe money from Venezuela has basically disappeared, and there has been no accountability. And also, in addition to just protesting the daily grind of extreme poverty, Haiti is the most impoverished country in the Western Hemisphere. Communities have also been protesting these ongoing massacres. Now, the communities that are supporters of the former president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who remains very popular on the ground in Haiti, the communities that support him are under constant pressure, constant attack, and including the massacres that took place in 2018 in La Saline, Tokyo, and City Vincennes in the capital. They were targeted. They told us they were targeted because of who they are. The attacks have been very, very brutal. Women and men hacked to death with machetes, bodies burned, and more. Very reminiscent of the Tonton Macoute brutal era of the Duvalier dictatorship. Duvalier, by the way, dictatorship backed and supported by the United States. And now, very recently, they in the past few days, including yesterday, these death squad gangs are back in the areas of City Soleil, as well as the area of La Saline. According to a number of reports, gangs of death squads headed by a man known as Barbecue, a former police officer, and others who participated in the La Saline massacre in 2018, again on a bloody rampage, terrorizing the population. On Sunday, May 24th, government affiliated gangs, death squads, conducted mass killings and burned down a number of homes in the impoverished Tokyo neighborhood of Port-au-Prince. This neighborhood was also attacked last April of 2019 while we were on the ground, while we visited there. The number of dead now in this recent round is undetermined at this time, but a number of people are wounded. Houses have been burnt down, and just yesterday, an SOS came from a reporter from alternative media in Haiti about, again, an attacks continuing and homes being burned. What I'd like to do now is to welcome our guest and get her view about what is going on and why. I'd like to welcome Maud Jean-Michel, a well-known organizer in the Haitian diaspora community. She has been the host of very popular radio programs for nearly 20 years. These programs deal with women's rights and concerns, as well as issues of health in minority and immigrant communities. Maud Jean-Michel is an important voice for current events analysis of what is happening on the ground in Haiti. So, Maud Jean-Michel, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good. Good morning, Margaret. Good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me at this crisis moment, because we need everybody's voice. Otherwise, we don't know what would happen right now in Haiti. We don't know.
Right. So what are you hearing on the ground? The description that I gave, and anything else you would like to add to that? What are you hearing, Maud?
You know, what you just described is exactly what's going on right now in Haiti. But the only one thing I would like to add, beside that, those people, they have criminal intent, but there is something else. Something more sinister is hiding behind the actions. It's depossession of these people. It looks like, you know, the same thing that Israel is doing to the Palestinians. This is exactly what's going on. Because most of the time when those people, they flee, they cannot come back to the home. They cannot come back to the place that they used to live. It seems that there is something far sinister going on besides killing these people for political reasons or for who they are. I don't know. They need those people's land, maybe the area where it is, so they could take this place and turn them into something else down the road. I think this is what's going on right now.
Maud, it's interesting you said that, because when I was in Cité Soleil and La Saline and our team, we were the first international journalists actually that went into the area to speak to the survivors of the massacres. And that area right by the water, right? And, you know, one could just imagine that they want impoverished people off that land, as you just said, and, you know, for their development, for the 1%, and for them to make a bunch of money. And also there were the villagers who were near a beach in another community who were being harassed as well by wealthy landowners who also want that beachfront property. So, That really just underscores your point, Maud.
Thank you, Margaret, for understanding what I was trying to say. Because those people, the way they do things, it's just like what United States is doing to us. They want Haiti, but they don't want us. So the rich people, they are doing the same thing. They want our land without us.
So without the people, get rid of the people and take the land.
Get rid of the people, because in their mind, those people, they're too dark, they're too ugly, they're not educated. They have a lot of stupid, crazy things they're saying about those people. It's like they're Haitians, but they're living in a farming land, the way they treat them. Anytime they have something and those people want it, they will take it by force. And they were never said, you know what, this area, we can build buildings, we can have business. Okay, let's build homes somewhere else for them, move them nicely. No, they won't do that. They will install fear into their soul so they could just pack whatever they could, or sometimes they just left without anything. They have no time to collect anything. They just have to move in order to save their lives and their children's lives. This is what's going on right now. And then, you know, another thing that gets me so angry, it's the way the press in Haiti, because, you know, we have a corrupt press in Haiti. It's only a few, like Radio Timon and maybe a few others, who are doing something that's honest, that's saying it the way it is. But the other ones, forget it. Each time a massacre took place, in order to hide their action, they're always talking about confrontation between two different gang members, or they always find another word to hide it. And that really gets me angry, because when they talk about confrontation, why it's always one side that we lose people? What happened to the other side? If there was a confrontation, why we don't have people from both sides? What happened? This is
Yeah, I
what gets people
mean,
angry, my guess.
that is all over the place because even with the massacres in La Saline that took place, the largest really since the Duvalier days, even in the U.S. Embassy, they were going on about, oh, well, it's just gang warfare, warfare between two gangs. But as you're right, it's only one side that is slaughtered in the most brutal way. I do also want to talk to you about the return of this or threat, the U.S. threatening to return a death squad leader, Emmanuel Tonto Constant, to Haiti. But before that, the guy who has is leading these massacres, and I've heard reports that they came in actually with some armored police vehicles. This guy Barbecue, he is known by the UN. He's known by international human rights agencies. He's known by the government of being involved in these massacres and killing people and helping to orchestrate them. Why do you think he is not in prison? He's still on the street, out doing what he does.
So there's no way he's going to get arrested at this moment because remember he's doing a dirty job for Jovenel Moïse. Everybody knows
For
who he
the Jovenel Moïse, the president now of Haiti, U.S.-backed president of Haiti.
That's right. So they know who he is. They know where to find him. As a matter of fact, I think you know what happened. I think it was in April. Yeah, I think it was in April. The government was supposed to give some stuff out, like food, soap for those people to wash their hands and little things like that. But instead of the government doing it in an official way, what they did, they gave those things away to people like Barbecue to give to their people. So what was so insulting to it, Barbecue had a truck loaded with rice, beans, oil, and different things. And while he is the most wanted right now in Haiti, who was protecting him while giving away the food, Margaret? The police.
Wow. That is quite something. So, in other words, they gave supplies meant for the Haitian people to a death squad leader to distribute while the death squad leader was being protected by the Haitian police.
That's right. You got it right.
Unbelievable.
So now tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me. So they know where to find him, how to find him, but they
Yeah.
won't do anything to him because he is doing what they told him to do.
Right. And this also, I think there really is a connection with Barbecue's latest activities. And now the U.S. threatening to return a death squad leader, Toto Constant, to Haiti. Tell us who this man is and why there is concern. And also that he is connected with somebody whom Jovenel Moïse appointed to a high position in the newly formed Haitian military. Why the outcry about Toto Constant, Maud?
Okay, Toto Constant is the guy that you wouldn't like to have in your dream. That's a frightful that man is. He was the head of the death squad after the coup took place in 1991 when
The
they
coup
overthrew
against
President
President
Bazoum.
Aristide, right?
Yeah. So those people, they were going home to home at night, killed anyone they knew was fighting against the coup, and anyone they knew who used to support President Aristide at that time. So they killed countless of women, raped them. I don't know if you heard about that particular woman. She's always in my mind. I never forget her. It's Alette Belan. When they went to her place, they killed her husband And they raped her, they beat her, and they tried to cut off her tongue. When they left, they thought that she died. And luckily, she didn't. If, Margaret, you saw that woman's face, it will bring you to tears.
Yeah, I believe
what
it. And
that woman's face.
And indeed, Constant, he has been linked to the killings of at least 3,000 supporters of Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and as you say, the rape and torture of others. And he fled. He was actually found guilty. He fled Haiti, came to the United States, and broke the law. Got involved in various theft and schemes that where he landed in prison. And now the Trump administration is talking about him being returned to Haiti. And indeed, they're threatened to put him on a flight today, yesterday, Tuesday, May 26th.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, but apparently at the last minute, I saw at least one press report this morning to say that that is still on hold, but it's still possible that they will return him. And apparently Jovenel Moise claimed, well, that he called the State Department, you know, to say, well, it may not be a good idea for him to come back now, but that when he does return, he will be granted a new trial, or he could be eligible for a new trial. Your thoughts on that, Maud?
No, he shouldn't even be eligible for a new trial. He should go straight to jail because he was convicted. He should go to jail. I don't think they should waste our money, our tax money, to grant him another trial. He should go straight to jail. Because he was found guilty of killing, torturing, raping, so forth and so on. It shouldn't be granted another trial. This is what I think, Margaret.
Yeah, and also I think that his the threat of his return has also further empowered people like Barbecue, the death squad that are operating now, because, wow, you know, their guy is coming back. And also he has friends high up in the Moise administration. So, the crisis continuing in Haiti. And we're just urging all of you to please go to the Haiti Action Committee website, HaitiSolidarity.net. You can get up-to-date information about what's happening on the ground. Also, you could see links to the videos that the Sojourner Truth team has done on Haiti. We also have links on the Sojourner Truth website at So True Radio. Maud, we're going to have to leave it there, but we do know that Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who stays on the case when it comes to Haiti, she, along with Congressman Levin, wrote a letter objecting to the return of Emmanuel Constant, this death squad leader, to Haiti. So it'll be interesting to find out if the U.S. did not listen to the U.S. Congress people, but if they then listened to Jovenel Moise about the timing. So, Maud, we'll have you back and continue this discussion. Thank you so much for joining us.
Any last thoughts you
want to say before going?
My last thought would be, please keep doing what you're doing because our voice needs to be heard.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Maud, Jean-Michel. You stay safe and take care of yourself.
Okay. You do the same.
Right.
Bye-bye.